There's a nasty invasive fruit fly in Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The spotted wing Drosophila is turning into a nightmare for Michigan berry growers. Blueberries and cherries are major cash crops in the state. Kevin Robson is a horticulture specialist with the Michigan Farm Bureau. He says the fly showed up in Michigan 5 years ago, and since then, it's spread across the state.
It's going to be an all-hands-on-deck approach, and that's what it's going to be needed to get this under control. I mean, you have growers that have said that, you know, next year they might not even grow raspberries because it's such a problem. That would be huge for the state.
Robson says right now growers have to monitor and spray their crops more often. But the fruit fly is also frustrating home growers like Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith. 2 weeks ago, she realized her garden was under attack.
The crappiest part about this whole bug situation is I can take a perfectly looking ripe raspberry. I mean, this thing is perfect. And I can break it open, and there are seriously, oh my God, there's like six of them in here that I can see. They're just munching away in there, these little maggots. Like, who's going to eat this? I'm not going to eat this. I don't want this added protein.
My husband Adam steps in, tells me I'm overreacting a bit.
Very upset about this. You're monomaniacal about it. You're like Ahab with your white whale of flies.
I have some bad news, too.
Oh, no. What is your bad news? Can there be more bad news?
Peach trees. They're everywhere. Like, they're in the peaches. The little...
Adam stomps over to inspect our two peach trees. And to my horror, he starts ripping the fruit off.
Oh, no. Wait. You're just doing it?
Oh. There's no good ones. They smell like they could have been good peaches. It's really sad.
This fruit fly, spotted wing Drosophila, typically only goes after soft-skinned fruit. Cherries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. I'm told they love pokeweed, but they're opportunistic. They're all over my tomatoes that have over-ripened and cracked. My peaches already had a couple holes in them, so they were able to get at those too. Desperate to save my typically huge and delicious fall raspberry crop, I turn to an expert.
Yeah, my name is Rufus Isaacs, and I'm a professor of entomology at Michigan State University, and I'm also an extension specialist who works with Michigan's berry crops.
Isaacs says I'm lucky spotted wing Drosophila only hit me this year. They first showed up in West Michigan in 2010.
So the big difference between this new species that's an invasive pest that came in from Asia and all the species that we have that are here in Michigan already is that this one has this egg-laying device that can cut into fruit while it's starting to ripen.
The little eggs hatch as the berries ripen. So the tiny maggots or larvae that I find when I break open even unripe raspberries have already been making a meal of the berry.
If you don't do anything and you wait all the way until mid-September where we are now, it's very hard to catch up.
Isaac says the best thing home gardeners can do is to pick your fruit as often as you can, ideally every day. Soaking the berries in salt water draws out the larvae. Popping them in the fridge or the freezer will stop the eggs from developing. He says eating the larvae and eggs might be gross, but it won't harm you.
Personal preference, whether you want to do that.
Picking fruit every day has helped in my garden. I don't have the heart to throw away these beauties, so I try not to think too much about the spotted wing Drosophila I'm sure I'm eating with them. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.
You don't need to be worried about this if you're buying berries at the store. Commercial growers have to meet a zero-tolerance policy for bug infestations in Michigan. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.